Just one nekuda from yesterday. Yesterday we spoke out of Rambam in the case of Ksuba. The case we discussed yesterday was where a woman says to her former husband that you owe me 200 zuz for a Ksuba. And the woman says, and the husband says, I only owe you 100. And the Rambam said, it's a mitzvah of miktas, and you swear. The kasha that the Ravid asked was Einish Ban Akfir Shibakarkais. That why does the Rambam say you swear? Suba Karkas Meshavid. Einish Ban Akfir Shibakarkais. That was the kasha we discussed yesterday. And yesterday we had the Avim Luam's Teretz and the Reb Chaim. There's a second kasha on this Rambam. A different kasha, which also they ask, not the Ravid, but the other Mepharshim ask. And that is, we had once a rule from the Rambam that by Maida B'Miktas, you're only considered a Maida B'Miktas on Mamayim that you could deny. If you want, they'll deny it. And the idea of being made. If you say I owe you $100, I say I owe you 50. The part I say I owe you, the 50, that's that part that I'm being made, that I owe you 50, I could have denied it. That's a case of made of amenities. But if it's mamin she'ena yachol ikfar, money which it's impossible to deny, mamin she'ena yachol ikfar, money which I couldn't deny anyway, for any reason, whatever the reason might be, let's say there's a shtar on part of the money, whatever the reason is, mamin she'ena yachol ikfar, the Rambam said, it's not a moed b'miktas. So therefore, I asked on the Rambam that the Lecha Mishneh asked the Kasha, and Reb Chaim asked the Kasha, that by Ksuba, she wants 200, and he says 100. There's no such thing as a ksuba less than 100. So when he says 100, that's mamon she'ena yachol ikfar. He can't, that was money he couldn't deny. So why is he a ma'idah b'miktas? That's the second kasha on the rabbi. It's mamon she'ena yachol ikfar.
Because we
can't deny. But the part I'm being made is Mamet Sheni Yachalikfar. The part I'm being made, I couldn't have denied.
She was a 3, he was a 2. The fact that he's gone 1 less than her.
But the case in the Rambam is he said 100, which is the minimum. If the case would have been she said 3, he said 2, you're right. That's what the Rambam said. The Rambam said she said 2, he said 1. So 1 is one, that's the minimum. That's any Yachalikfar. The Rambam's case, your case would be good. The Rambam's case is no good.
He's not going less than 1, he's saying 1.
He's saying 100, so that 100 he had no choice.
If you would say 100, he's saying 50.
You can't say 50, there's no such thing.
He's saying
100. If he says 50, he's a liar.
Because he can't deny.
No, he's a liar because he's lying. There's no such ksuba of 50. The words don't even make sense. Mamon she'ena yachol ikfar means he's telling the truth, but he doesn't get any ashkayach for it because it's impossible to deny it. So on this, the Evan Ozel answers what I told you yesterday at the end of the year. That he could have said, I never married you. The Evan Ozel answers this kasha, that it's yachalik for, he could have said, I never married you. And even if, so that means it's yachalik for, he could have said, I never married you. He's made it 100, so it's good. Even if she has a get, she has a get, so it's proof that he did marry her. But Dr. Evan Ozel, still, after Erisin, you have to give a woman a ring before chuppah, there's no ksuba. The ksuba is by the chuppah. So if you give a woman a ring, she's arusa to you. And then, before the chuppah, nowadays we have it all together, but they used to have it separately, Erisin separately and chuppah soon separately. So between the Erisin and the Nisuin, it's possible to have a get. If they decide to separate, you need a get after Erisin. And then there's no Ksuba, because Ksuba ain't Ksuba mina Erisin. The Rambam says that there's no ksuba after Eris. So even if she has a get, he still could say, I never married you. She'll say, I have a get. Say, yeah, I gave you a ring, I gave you a kedushin, but I never fully married you, I never did chuppah. So Zaktev and Arzal, even if she has a get, it's moment that's yochol likvar, he could deny it if he wants. Since if he wants, he could deny it. So therefore, the kasha falls off, that it's moment she has a yochol likvar, it's moment she yochol likvar, because he could deny it. Now this is what it says in the Evan Arzal. Yesterday, I was suggesting that the Evan Arzal means to answer yesterday's kasha as well. I looked in the Evan Arzal, it's not so. I said it incorrect. I said the right teretz yesterday, but it was on the wrong kasha. Yitaka says it. It's in Hilchas Tayyim V'Nitin, Perek Dalet, Halach Adalet. That's where the Evan Arzal is. But he doesn't say it to answer yesterday's kasha. He says it to answer today's kasha. The way I said it to answer yesterday's kasha, there could be there are problems with it. But the Evan Arzal is coming to answer this kasha. And this kasha is answered the way he says, Pashin, I could have said I never married you. When he admits I married you, so it's a moment, it's a moment that he could have denied. And it's just to clarify the to correct what the Evan Arzal is saying. Okay, I said we would learn Taisus Einishbaim, the first Taisus Einishbaim. Taisus asks, in Taimalaman, the Yama Paraka Pasha Chibuddha Daraisa. First, let me tell you what Chibuddha Daraisa means, and then we'll learn Taisus. I think most yeshiva light know that Shibudim, which means if you sell something, it's from a Shibutar Vachayv, that Shibudim apply only to Karka. And they do not apply to metaphors. That's the halacha. And that is no machlokes. If I lend you money, with a shtar, if you have karka, I can take it from the kuchis. Even if you sell it, I can take it. If you have metaphors, then I can't. There's no shaila, that's the din. Question though is, what's the din to eraisa? Minat Torah, when I lend you money, what's the halacha? That's the machlokes, shibuda eraisa. Or shibud alat daraisa. Let me explain the machlokes. I'll tell you a gemara in Bava Basra Kuf Ayin Hey. It's a gemara. Just type shibud daraisa and the type of shibud alat daraisa, and then we'll get the test. The man diyama who holds shibud daraisa, I think it's Rav Yechon and Reish Lakish, both agree they hold shibud daraisa, and I think it's Rav and Shmuel who hold shibud alat daraisa. The other way around? What? Ula is the first night of the Amar the Gemara. Okay, the Gemara then afterwards says that it brings over Amiram who argued. I think it's Rav and Shmuel who hold. Rav and Shmuel usually argue. Here, Rav and Shmuel agree. The Yechon Shlakish usually argue. Here, they agree. But I think it's the Yechon Shlakish who hold Shibuda is Deraisa, and Ula holds that way too. And Rav and Shmuel hold Shibuda Lav Deraisa. What does it mean? Now listen carefully. Shibuda Daraisa means that min ha-Torah, every loan, everything is meshuvet. Anytime I lend you any money at all, everything I own, karka, metaltalim, no difference, it's all meshuvet to you. And if I sell it, you have a right to go to the person I sold it from and take it back. That's what Shibuda Daraisa means. It means min ha-Torah, everything is meshuvet to a bachai, even if I sell it. The Rabbanim came along and they made what the Gemara calls a takana for lekuchas. A takana for people who buy things. If every time I buy something, I have to be afraid that a bachayit is going to come and take it, it's very hard, it's very difficult to run the world that way. So they made a takana for lekuchas and they said, okay, we're going to limit it. That shibuda is only for karka and not for metaltalim. Even by karka, they said it's only by a shtar, which a shtar, there's a coil. So they made a takana for lekuchis. They took off a lot of what the Torah had said. The Torah said, everything's meshuvit. Rabbana made a takana for the benefit of lekuchis. They said, metaltalim is never meshuvit. And even karka, only by a shtar. That's the mandiyama hol shibuda daraisa. Can you follow? Madiyami Shibuddha Daraisa holds everything from Shubit, Rabbanan took it off. The one who holds Shibuddha Lav Daraisa holds it for the reverse. Of minat Torah, nothing is mishabet to lakuchas. Once I sell something, minat Torah, Bachleif can't take it. The Rabbanan came along, and here they made a takana for the benefit of malvim, for the benefit of lenders. No one's going to want to lend. If you can sell everything you have, I won't have recourse, then no one's going to want to lend money. So they made a takana, shaloi tinal delas, that people are not going to want to lend money. So the Rabbanan said, okay, karka is mishubit, and you have to, if you make a shtar, which has a coil, then karka will be mishubit. So this is the Mandiyah Mishubu Dalav Daraisa. So it's interesting. In the Daraisa, everyone holds that Minat Torah, there's no difference between karka and non-karka. There's no difference shtar and not shtar. The whole thing only starts mid-Rabbah. Now, halacha l'maisa, there's no machlokes. Because halacha l'maisa, karka is meshubet and not metaltel. Now, Taisi is a kasha on the din d'oraisa. Taisi is not asking halacha l'maisa. Taisi is asking on the ikar adin, on the din Torah. For Taisi is a kasha, l'man di amad b'perek get pashit shibud d'oraisa. The one who holds that minat Torah, every loan I give you, everything I own is mishubit. If every single loan I do, even if it's not with a shtar, I mean a Torah, it would have been every loan is mishubid, karka is mishubid. That means every loan is kfir shibikar kois. So I said, oh, you'll never have a case of shvus maidav miktas. That place is kashi. You'll never have a case of shvus maidav miktas min a Torah, because my karka is always mishubid. And for Taisus, he is Shloima Shamacha Loi Hashibud, Oi She'en Loi Klak Arkois, Afilo Mishaki. Taisus says, no, he was Michael the Shibud, or he has no karka at all, Afilo Mishaki. That's the only case of Maidav Mimiktas. Period. That's Taisus Teretz. Now, well, people say that every Yid owns Arba Amis in Eretz Yisrael. Well, people say, Taisus and Bava Basra bring such an idea. Every Yid owns at least Arba Amis in Eretz Yisrael. Because technically, your great-great-grandfather at the time of the Churban owned Karka, and it's still yours. Such a Taisus. I saw the Ram Shif says that this Taisus clearly doesn't hold that one. Because Taisus says, how is Maidav Mixas Menatayran? Somebody who has no Karka. Somebody has no karka unless he's a ger. A ger has no karka. But Taisus clearly doesn't hold that every yid owns karka in Eretz Yisrael. If you don't know which one it is, but it's still on being made on shivin karkais. We'll have to figure out which one it is. If I can never get it, it should make a difference. And we're going to see if that's true. Have you read? We'll see, that'll depend on the Ramban. What?
We learned yesterday by Exuba, even if there's a real Shiva, but
her Das is an honor. Oh, we're going to get to that as well. Very good. It's very good. I mean, there's no Smichas Das from the Karka, the Dalai Lama's Neretz Yisrael that everybody owns. Shkayach, I don't know where it is, so there's no Smichas Das. Okay. I'm just telling you this out again. Comes out from Taisus Teretz. A very funny thing. That Maidah B'Miktas is a rare case. It's a rare case that there's a shlus maidav b'miktas. It's only a case of Yidu has no karka, in like klal. Yidu has no karka, which certainly b'shas matan Torah, they were in the midbar, but as soon as they came to Eretz Yisrael, it's a rare thing, and Yidu has no karka. Or he's Michael the Shibit karka. So the Ram, now it's not a case, it's not shver, it's just strange. The whole maidav b'miktas is only in such a strange case. The Ramban comes along. And this Ramban is quoted by the Rosh in Shavuos at the end of Perek Hey, the last Rosh in Perek Chamishi of Masechta Shavuos. The Rosh brings a Ramban who writes on this Tosfos Habuchra. Habuchra means this is foolishness. It's Narishkeit. He says the whole Tosfos is Narishkeit. Because his Kasha doesn't start. Why? He says, 1 minute. Minat Torah, everything is mishubit. Let's say, I borrowed money from you, and I sold karka. You are going now to the Lekuchis to take it away. The Lekuchis are going to say, what are they going to say? I sold someone a house. And I borrowed money previously from someone. So this person comes to me. I say, I have no money. So he goes to the house. He says, I'm to bear the house. What is the owner of the house going to say? Say, prove it. Owner of the house will say, prove it. Prove that you really borrowed money. That he really borrowed money from you. Now, it's true. Sometimes you could prove it. Most people who borrow money most of the time don't have eidim necessarily and don't necessarily have a shtar. So to Ramban, all loans that are b'li eidim or b'li shtar, which happens plenty, you have someone to lend you $20, many loans, it's much for Shchiach in Tyson's case, any loan that's b'li eidim or b'li shtar, you can't take away, you can't be to there from the Kuchas. The Kuchas will say, prove it. How are you going to prove it? How are you going to prove that you borrow money? You know, Eidim, there's no shtar. So Zakhtar Ramban, the whole Taisus Kasha falls away. Taisus says every single loan is Karka is Meshubit. In theory, Taisus is right. Every single loan, Karka is Meshubit, then I tell you. But Lemaisa, if you can't prove it, it's not going to help you any. Right? Right? You're asking for Ramban. Okay. The Rush says what you're saying. One minute. First, I want to understand the Ramban. Ramban says this Nakuda. Ramban says that Shriach, that you can't borrow on Karka, in any case where you can't prove the loan. What happens if the loiva is Maida he borrowed? Let's say the loiva says, I'm Maida I borrowed, I just don't have money to pay. Is that going to be good enough to take from the Kuchis? The Mal will say, I lent him money. He says, prove it. I'll prove it to you. The light is Maida. He does, but the command and dummy is Maida. So take away the Kuchis. So we call that a Knunya, Cheshin la Knunya. We don't, even if the light is Maida, we don't take away from the Kuchis. Maybe the Mal and Leiva are in some type of conspiracy here to get the Karka back. The life of being mighty helps for himself, doesn't help for the Lekuchas. So the Ramban speaks this out, that the Memela is very shchiach that you can have a case of mighty b'mikzas. So shteit the Ramban. So the Rush says that the Ramban was wrong. The Ramban says Tosis Habucha Tosis a mistake. Zok the Rosh, the Ramban is wrong. Why is the Ramban wrong? The Chayri is right. In all these cases, he came on Ein Karka. Zok the Rosh, but there is a shibut. Min HaTorah, every time I borrowed money, the shibut exists. Velyon Navi would come, and we would ask him. He'd say, "Of course, the shibut exists. Zecha shibut exists." Just that the Lekuch is saying, prove it, I can't prove it. But the emes is that there's a shibut. The fact that I can't prove it is a problem. I don't have eidim, I don't have shtar. So I can't prove it. But Zakhtar Rosh, Tosis was right. In any case where a person has karka, a shibut exists. And when he swears, he's swearing on shibut karkais. So what's the Ramban coming along? The Ramban is saying, if you don't have eidim, you don't have shtar. What does it mean you don't have eidim, you don't have shtar? You don't have eidim, you don't have shtar. What does that do for you? You don't have eidim, you don't have shtar. So what? One thing has nothing to do with the other. A shibut exists. Min HaTorah, anytime you borrow money, there's a shibut karka. So if I swear, I'm swearing on a shibut karka. I'm swearing on a shibut karka. But I can't prove it. All right, you can't prove it. So I can't prove it. Let's say the Lekuchis would say, let's say I go to Lekuchis, I say there's a shibut. And he doesn't say prove it, he says I believe you. I believe you, but I don't want to give it up. So he has to give it up, because the shibut exists. Just close him out and he says prove it, I can't prove it. So up to Rosh, that's considered pure shibut karkois, as long as it exists.
Like the word. not going to happen. It's not going to make anybody happy.
It's still, when I swear, I'm swearing on a chayiv on which there's a shivat karka. Happens to be, it's not collectible because I can't prove it. Or if the lekuchas will trust me, or the anavi will come, then it'll be collectible. But if not, it's not. But the ma'aseh, my shvua is still on a chayiv of shivat karka. Should it depend if it's collectible, or should it depend if it exists? That's the machlokes here. You follow what's going on. The Ramban says that if you can't collect the karka, that's not called kfir shibit karkas. The Rosh says, what do you mean? It is kfir. It is a shibit karkas. Doesn't matter if it's collectible. It exists. Kapishmai galia, it is a shibit karka. It sounds like, if I had to put it into a neat thing, a neat package, the Rosh holds your pata from shvua on any kfira of shibit karka. Ramban says, no, it has to be karka. The Torah is the karka. There's a theoretical shibit karka which doesn't come to karka. Who cares? Al kaponim, this is the machlekes, the Rosh and the Ramban. So the Ramban says, it's pashut like me. If you can't collect it, that's not karka. The Rosh says, it's pashut like me, that as long as there's a shibit, there's a shibit. Comes along in Nachlas David. He brings down this Rosh and Ramban. And Vaisdais, it bothered him, the Rosh's kasha, the Rosh's, he held the Rosh's right. The Rosh's right. The Ramban, what's the Ramban talking about? It's Shiva Karka, there's a Shiva Karka. So Nachas David first says something, and with this he explains. What does he say? But the Nachas David says, and take it a step at a time, the first thing he says is the same thing that the Avnei Meluim said yesterday. We'll go over it, we'll see what shaychus does it have to do with the Ramban and the Rosh. Yesterday, the Avnei Meluim and Reb Chaim were talking about the Shaila, if I'm Teveyayu, something which is both, Karka plus the Tafla. And to bear you something which is a shibud both of karka and of metafla. So the shaila was, do we call that karka? Do we call that metafla? So we said yesterday, and Nachas David also says, that in svara chitzayna, in svara, if I'm to bear you something that's karka plus metafla, you should have to swear because it's metafla. It's not that way. In our Gemara, we said yesterday, like a Mishnah brought from our Gemara, that if it's karka plus metaltalim, if it's a chayiv on which karka is meshubid, the case of dinu and so, islah and dinu, we said you don't swear. So why shouldn't you swear? It's karka and metaltalim, why shouldn't you swear? What did the Avnei Meluim answer? That in our Gemara it's karka, why? Because there's Avnei Meluim. Why is it karka? Because he's Samech Das, the Smichas Das is on karka. If I lend you money with a shtar, it's a raya, I'm Samech Das to get the karka. So that means Avnei Meluim is saying like this. If it's karka plus metalflim, really I would consider it to be metalflim. But since the person is Samech Das on the karka, therefore we're considering it karka, because the lender is Samech Das on the karka. That was the Avnei Meluim's shot from yesterday. Reb Chaim had a different terms. Nachlas David says the same thing as Avnei Meluim. He says, like this, the Ramban is very, very cautious. What did the Ramban say? If you can't prove the karka, that's not karka. If you have no eidim and no shtar, if I lend you money, I meet you in the hall and you ask me for $20, I give you $20. I know I'll never go to Lekuchas. Because if I go to Karka, I'll say, give me the Karka. He'll say, prove it. I can't prove it. I left it to you between me and you. In such a case, Zokta Nachlas David, where I can't prove the Karka, I'm not Samech Das on the Karka. If I'm not Samech Das on the Karka, so Karka plus Metalthalim has a dim Metalthalim. That was what Avnei Meluim said. If it's Karka and Metalthalim, it has a dim Metalthalim. So that's what the Ramban said. That in most loans, since You can't prove, in most loans where you can't prove the karka, you would swear shvus by the mitzvahs. The Rosh says, what do you mean, it's shibit karka? Rambam will say, it's taka shibit karka. But shibit karka without smichas dazim, it's not smichas dazim of the karka. Because he can't prove it, he has no edim, no shtar. So in such a case, the Ramban is right. If you hold with the Avnim Luim's Mahalos, then the Ramban is right. The Ramban is right that Minat Torah, the only time it's considered swearing a Kfir Shibbe Karkois is if you have a Shtar or Eidim. If there's no Eidim, no Shtar, that's not Kfir Shibbe Karkois. Very Geshmak. How did the Rosh hold? Apparently, the Rosh didn't hold like the Avnim Luim. The Rosh held one of the other Terutzim. Maybe he held like Reb Chaim's Teretz, we don't know, we don't have the Rosh here to ask. But he held like one of the other Pshatim in the Kasha we had yesterday. But it's totally in the two Mahalsim of yesterday, why this Machlaik is the Ramban of the Rosh. It's a very nice thing. It ties together very beautifully the whole yesterday Shia with the whole Ramban and the Rosh, totally Zabizan. It's a very well, the case of Shtayim, which is the Gemara's case, is the two. So he has Smichas Das under two Fakarka, not on the other three. So under three he denied it's not Kark. Under two he was Maida, that is Kark. That's why Rashi had to bring from Mishaf to Shavuos, that the part you Maida is Kark, that's enough to pat to you. So it's very Geshmak. All right. This is the Machlokes Ramban and the Rosh. All right, other kashas on the Ramban, but okay. In the meantime, let's see the next piece of Gemara. Where are we holding? Must of Marzutra. Suddenly we skip a third of the Amid, because the Gemara basically in the second Lashon goes through a very similar Shaklavitarya. Okay, let's see the next piece of Gemara. Maybe I'll just stop for a second. There's a question a number of people asked me on the line of the Gemara, Hayarume Kamarin. The Gemara has this chashash that a person, you see where the star is? Hayarume Kamarin, Sover, Iyamina Shtai and Bina Shtabuye, Emeshol Shtavi Kamesha Vadeva, the Iftar. Gemara says about a human being's psychology that they give him a choice. Either he says two and he swears, or he's what? If I'll say two, I'll have to swear. I'd rather say three, Yemei Shavaveh, than be potter. So the question was, I do that way, would you rather say three and be potter from a shvua, or say two and swear? The Gemara assumes a person would say three. Now, what do you think? A human being, a person normally would rather say a third. I mean, every chiyah shvur, the whole point of every shvur is that way. Yeah, but it's rare in the Gemara that we have this type of a thing where the Gemara says a person would pay more. What? That's a right, and when he said two, he's telling the truth. That's right, when he said three, that he's telling the truth. I'm sorry, when he said three, he should be chayav to swear. because Harumi come out to get off of Yeshua. Yeah. Well, it has to go both ways, like Rashi and Taisa said on Gimel Midbeis. But the Maisel making him swear with the whole pull back down. The Kuda I just wanted to add, so a number of you asked me this question, a person would pay a third. So I think it depends 2 watt and 3 watt. If it's $2 or $3, you pay a dollar. If it's $2 million or $3 million, maybe. But you have to remember something, that this whole Gemara, when we make a person swear Moedah B'Miktsas, we're chayshid that he's only being Ishtamut HaKom Ishtamut. He's really planning to pay the whole five. Right? That was what Gemara said on Daf Gimel. That really, he would rather, the reason we make a Moedah B'Miktsas swear is we're chayshish that he really plans to pay the five. He doesn't have the money, so he's lying to cover himself up. Such a person who really plans to pay the whole five, whether it's $5 or $5 million, we're talking about such a person who plans to pay it. Just in the meantime, he's stalling for time, he's being made two. Such a person, of course, would be made three and not swear rather than be made two. Not costing him anything. Right? It's just costing him the pride that he has to say it's three and I don't have the money. But once you realize that that's the case, it might have been mixed up. So about not a crook, we're talking about a guy who plans to pay. So then it makes a lot of sense. This nekuda, which really ties into what you were saying, David. The whole chashash is the shtamute, which is why we make this switch. Okay, no matter.
He really wants to pay for the whole thing.
If you say the other way around, that really he wants to be paid for everything. He doesn't have the chutz, but he's being made too. But without whichever pshat, even the machlokes Rashi and Taisus, whichever pshat you learn the Amud Beis, you still have to come on to Shtamute. There are two parts to Rabbi. That's way. The first part, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, you need both parts. Without both parts, you don't have anything. And since I make him swear because of Shtamute. Taisus may be right. Okay. Masad Mazutra. Vareid Rav Nachman. Tane Kehla B'Karkois. Hoide B'Kehla Kof B'Karkois. Okay. We have here now a case. Now, I don't want anybody to tell me that the other day we talked Karka plus Metalphalim. Does it equal Karka equal Metalphalim? And you'll confuse it with this Gemara. Two different things. The other day I was talking about one shibud, which is shibud of karka plus metalphalim. That's what we were talking about. Here we're talking about two tviyas. He's tevea kalim plus he's tevea karka. It's nothing to do, it's not the same thing as we were talking about yesterday, kalim plus karka. They were talking about a single shibud, which is both. How do you look at it? So think about it. Masa marzo chavedu rav nachman. Tane kalim karkois. Hoide b'kalim v'kafa b'karkois. Hoide b'karkois v'kafa b'kalim. Very easy Mishnah. If you made the kalim, you deny karka. You made the karka, you deny kalim. Potter, pasha. Enish b'anah karkois. Hoide miktas karkois. Potter. Same thing. You're not mechuyif to swear unless you are made mitatalim. Miktas kalim chayiv. If you made some of the kalim, you deny some of the kalim, that's when you chayiv. A shvus might have been. That's really a very, very simple Mishnah. The problem comes because of the Gemara's diuk. Now pay attention carefully and tell me the Gemara's diuk. Just pshat. Tama the kelim karkos. The reason that your potter is in the case of kelim karkos, the karkala bashvuhi. Which case is that going on? Tama the kelim karkois the karka laba shvuhi. That's going in the resha, right? That's what we understand the Gemara. Yeah. Tama the kelim karkois the karka laba shvuhi. It's going on the resha. What was the case in the resha? Either denied the kelim was made to the karka, denied the karka was made to the kelim. You're asking it goes in the resha, huh? Ari's master. Everybody else asking? Is that the way you learned it? Because there may be two ways to learn the Gemara. I'm just telling you the way I understood the Gemara. Huh? It's going on the Reisha. You know I'm talking about Reisha? Anybody home? Everybody? I'm talking Pshat. I'm not... The Mishnah are two halves. Tani Kelim Karkois, Haide Kelim Kafa Karkois, Haide Karkois Tafa Kelim. That's the Reisha. Potter. The case of Mikzas is the safer. Right? The two cases of Mikzas is the safer. There are two cases of the Reisha. That's it. So the way I understand Pasha Pshat, this is a diuk from the Reisha. That the Reisha is extra. Who needs the Reisha? The Reisha says you potter on Karka. There's already other Mishnahis that you potter on Karka. What's it telling you? So Gemara makes a diuk. Tama de kelim v'karkois. The Reisha is telling you. Why am I potter? Because it's kelim and Karka. The Karka lava shvii, because Karka is a p'tor shvua. Ha kelim de kelim dum yud de kelim v'karkois chayim. If you would have a case of kelim v'kelim, which is similar to kelim v'karka, how does it become similar? So Drashi, Karka is always heiluch. It's always in front of us. Any time I made the Karka to you, it's heiluch, because the Karka, where's the Karka? I can't hide it. Karka is out in its place, wherever it is. If I made it to you, then that's heiluch. So it will be kelim v'kelim, dum yud kelim v'karka is chayiv. So vice versa, if it will be a case of heiluch by kelim, I'd be chayiv. The only reason I'm potter by karka is not because of heiluch. I'm potter by karka because I'm nishban on karkois. So it will be kelim similar. Or kelim v'kelim dumi, the kelim v'karkois chayiv hechi dumi. What's the case? Lav dom alei heiluch. How could kelim be similar to karka if it's in front of me and I say here it is? Shema mina heiluch chayiv. So it's a raya for me, and that heiluch is chayiv. So this is a Pasha is a very good raya. I have no kashas on the raya. It's a raya in the derech of the shas. The derech of shas is that you make such a deal. Kelim v'karka is this way. It would be kelim v'kelim. In such a case, it would be the reverse. It's a raya, heiluch is chayiv. So far, so good. And for the Gemara, loy. Lo'ilam eimalach kelim v'kelim nami potter. Really, I'll tell you, kelim v'kelim is also potter. If it's a case of kelim v'kelim, it's also potter. And heiluch is potter. What do we have to explain now? Which part of the Mishnah? Anybody? So what do I have to explain? Huh? The Reisha. So the Gemara, v'hadik tani kelim v'karkois, ha'kamash malon, why did it say kelim v'karkois? To tell us, v'haydim miktas kelim chayiv afal karkois. What's that? The Reisha the Seifa. Ha'kamash malon, ha'idem mitzvahs kelim chayiv afal karkois. What's the case of ha'idem mitzvahs kelim? That's the Seifa. Let's try this Gemara. I was telling you, when I learned this Gemara, I made a lading the first time. I don't follow it. The Gemara is the Kasha, a diuk from the Reisha. So the Gemara answers, no, how kamash malon the sefer? If it's kamash malon the sefer and the Reisha is no chiddush, so then there's no diuk in the first place. How kamash malon is coming to tell us this chiddush? It's like an if from the Reisha, and the answer is no, there's a kamash malon in the sefer. But the flow in the Gemara doesn't seem to flow well. Gemara. If it's Reish Agav Seif, you don't have to come with a whole pshat along the Seifa. The Marker said the Reish is La Dafka. That's the Gemara she is. Reish is La Dafka. The Chiddush is the Seifa. Yes, the Chiddush is the Seifa, so I'll come in there and tell you Gemara.
What's the problem? The Gemara says we use that case of the Reish because if the
Chiddush,
you learn a
Chiddush
on the Reish from the
Seifa. It's not a Chiddush on the Reish. The Reish, the Gemara says the Reish is Taka no Chiddush.
Right.
The Seifa has a Chiddush, and that's good enough. That wasn't the Kasha. The Kasha was, I didn't want to say my Kamashma, truth is. But Gemara said, what's the Chiddush of the Reisha? Made it the Ikh of the Reisha. It doesn't flow from the Reisha to the Seifa.
No.
Why couldn't you start with the Seifa?
Because then we wouldn't come, because then we wouldn't have the Chiddush that a Chiyuv Shvuah on Kalem creates a Gizmo Shvuah.
Why? Could you tell me the sefer? The din of Einish Bon Al Karkois is a separate Mishnah Masechta Shuah, the earlier Mishnah. Einish Bon Al Karkois is a separate Mishnah. Now this Mishnah came along, and when we ending up this Gemara, the Reisha is no Chiddush. Kelim v'karka, karka v'kelim is no Chiddush. Hokamash Molon, tell me a Chiddush in the sefer. It doesn't seem to be flowing. I could have started a Mishnah that said like this: if you're Teveya, Kalim and Karka from me, and I'm Maida Miktas Kalim, I swear on everything. I'll know Gilu Shmua. Just tell me that without the Resh. There seems to be a problem in the flow of the Gemara. In the Shita, I saw the Shita Mugvetzes brings those who learn that the original diak was from the Reisha too, from the Sefer too. The Gemara never, the Reisha never bothered the Gemara. We always knew Reishas like Agav Sefer. The original diak of Miktas was also from the Sefer, which I don't think is Pashpash in the Gemara, but okay, the Rishayim will learn that way. In Cain, it's good. But the way the Gemara flows Pashit, it's not so simple. There's one other problem with this Gemara, and that's Rashi Dumya the Kelim Karkois. Rashi Dumya the Kelim Karkois. Read the Rashi and tell me what's fair. Second wide line, the very wide line. Dumya the Kelim Karkois is Halach. What does Rashi say? What's the case of Kelim the Kelim Dumya the Kelim Karkois? Shekelim Shaydaleim and Nachum Lefaneinu. So you all, what's fair? What? Rashi is not l'shitasai. The Rashi Dumi, the Kelim Karkois, is not l'shitasai. The Ritva, yes, and the Beis Halevi is the Ritva, and the new Ritvas. The Beis Halevi is a Chelek Gimel Simin Mem, Ois Hei. They're not to me on this Rashi. We said the Beis Yosef Shita in Halach was that Halach means it's right here in front of me. Rashi Shita in Halach was that Halach means I'm saying there's nothing Torah, nothing to have it in Torah about. This Rashi seems to be a basis Shita. Shekelim Shayid Aleim Munach Lefaneinu. Why does Rashi say it's Munach Lefaneinu? That's not a case of Halach. So wait, the Ritva says, like I maybe mean to say, the Ritva says, no, Rashi holds both are Halach. Both are Halach. It's Halach, Sayyid is in front of you, and Sayyid is not in front of you. It's both Halach, so here Rashi picked Lefaneinu. Same thing. But that, it's good, the Ritva's Teret is good, but it doesn't stem with the Pnei Yeshua. Or with the Hagos Hashem. Yeshua and Agos Hashri both learned in Rashi that they only argue when it's not in front of us. They only argue when it's in the house. When it's in front of us, they said they don't argue. Yeshua said everyone agrees Halach is Potter, and Agos Hashri said everyone agrees Halach is Chayim. But it wasn't the case they argue about. Agamar is bringing a Toshma, is bringing a Raya, or Mosiv is bringing a Raya, so it has to be the case they argue with. So they asked this kasha, the Beis Halevi asked this kasha Rashi, that Rashi b'chayra doesn't shtim with his shita. So right away I grabbed the Pnei Yeshua to see if he says something, but I didn't see that he says something on this. And b'chayra is a very shvara Rashi. I'd like to suggest a way to answer the Rashi, but before I do that, I want to ask a different question. We had two pshat in the Gemara, the Beis Yosef and Rashi. When the Gemara says in our Gemara, Kalim the Kalim, Dumya the Kalim the Karkois, Gemara says if you have a case of Kalim the Kalim similar to Kalim the Karkois, so Gemara is making a deal that Karka is always Halach. So if so, Kalim the Kalim is also should also be Halach. What's the Gemara say? By Karka, is the Karka in front of us in Desdin? The karka is wherever it is. We could be fighting over karka in France, and we could be sitting in there in Israel arguing about it. It's not in front of us in Bez. The Gemara says, Kelim v'kelim dumya de kelim v'karkois, that halach is similar to kelim v'karkois. Now, loy Rashi shita, it's very geshmak. According to Rashi, it's true. Every case of kelim v'karka is a case of halach. Because Rashi said, Hariyam shalach b'chomachim shehem is halach. Karka is always Hariyam shalach b'chomachim shehem. But how does the Beis Yosef learn the Gemara? How is the Beis Yosef going to learn Pshat in this Gemara? According to the Beis Yosef, Haloch is only if I say, here it is. I'm ready to give it to you. So Gemara says, Kelim the Kelim, do me the Kelim the Karkois. That's not Haloch. That's not the Beis Yosef's Haloch. Kelim the Karkois, I'm telling you, the Karka is 10 blocks away or 2 countries away, and it's yours. Kelim the Kelim, do me the Kelim the Karkois, would seem to be. I tell you, the Kelim are 2 blocks away, and they're yours. That's not Haloch like the Beis Yosef. Karka will always be there and Kalim may not be there. But if you're telling me Kalim and Kalim is Maida B'miktsas and Kalim and Karkois is not and it has to be Dumya, I'll tell you, Beis Yosef should have answered, according to Beis Yosef, the Gemara should have answered, yeah, if it's Kalim the Kalim, Dumya the Kalim and Karkois, which means the Kalim are wherever they are, in such a case, it's not Haloch. Beis Yosef would say, Taka not Haloch. The Gemara says it's Haloch. Gemara says, Kelim v'kelim, dumya d'kelim v'karkois must be a case of Haloch. It's just a kasha. It's not so. The Kelim v'kelim case, it could be 2 blocks away, or 10 blocks away, or 2 countries away.
How can
it
be
2
blocks away?
Yeah. I'm telling you. Who says it's a case even of Shtar? You're trying to ask a kasha on me. I hold the halach is potter. So you're coming, Masiv Reb, whoever it was, Masiv Mezutcha. So Mezutcha comes in, he has a kasha on me. I hold halach is potter. He says, no, Kelim, do me the Kelim, Karkois is Chayim. I can answer you. Yeah, you know when? Kelim the Kelim, if it's like Karka, it's wherever it is. So then you're Chayim, yeah. They say, I suppose, say, because that's not halach. Halach is only if you pay it up in Bez and finished. How come a karka potter? I would tell you because they mishpana ki kfirish bekarkois, not because of kahelach. I hold that halach is potter. Why is karka potter? Not because of halach. Karka is potter because they mishpana karkois. Halach is potter when I give it to you because I give it to you. The case of kelim kelim, doing the kelim karkois is not a case of halach. It seems to be a big problem with pshat in the Gemara. Unless you say, what's the case of the Gemara? Tone Kalim, I'm Teveh you Kalim. What does that mean? What am I Teveh you? What? If it's a Pekadon, then everything is good. If this Mishnah, Tone Kalim v'Karkois, I don't know what the case is. I'm tining Yomi Kelim and Karkois. It's not a Hava, probably. Hava, I would tine money. If Tane Kelim and Karkois is Hava, is a Pekatan, then it's okay. Because remember, the Beis Yosef was Maida, right? The Ksai said, everybody said, the Shah said, Beis Yosef is Maida in the case of Pekatan. That if I tell you your Pekatan is 2 blocks away and it's yours, that's the same as having it here because it's in the place you told me to put it. So if this is a case of Pekadon, then my kasha would fall off. If it's a case of Pekadon, that you must have. Case of Pekadon, it's always Haloch. What about if it's a case of Geneva? If I'm Teveya you, I say you stole Kalim and you stole my karka. You stole my Kalim and took him from me. And you stole my karka. How do you steal karka? I guess it means that you put up a fence around my karka. It's my karka. Or my house. And you moved in. You're stealing my karka. And it's a case of stealing. So I'm teveh you kelim v'karka. And I'm moida Kalim dumi the karka. I'm like the kalim that are in your house. Is that halach? I say I stole it. I might die stolen. So I don't know. I see some perplexed faces here. Tomorrow I'm going to come back to the Gemara. And I want you to know what I'm talking about. Because this whole thing, hopefully, will come back to answer Rashi. I'm really talking about Pshat in the Gemara. Kalim v'kalim dumi v'kalim v'karkois. You have to understand it, what it means. And you should be able to understand, if I walk over you first Seder tomorrow, and I ask you, why is this, I'm not asking you to answer my kashas, but just tell me my kasha. Why does this Gemara make more sense, like Rashi, than like the Beis Yosef? That's all. I want you to be able to answer me. The Gemara, I have a problem that the Gemara, like the Beis Yosef, is not a case of halach. I'm answering, it could be Bekav. And I'd like to try to answer, it could be Geneva too, which is what I'm going to get to. Which actually is a piece in the Nachal Yitzchak. Nachal Yitzchak is a sefer on Cheshem Mishpat and Simi Pei Zayin, Sukkot and Beis. He's answering this Gemara based on what we're going to discuss. But you have to just understand this has to do with Pshat in the Gemara. So what you want to understand again, Klar, the Gemara is a kasha. Kalim v'kalim dumi v'kalim v'karkois. I'm telling you that according to the Beis Yosef, there's a problem with this Gemara. I'm not going to tell you a teretz so you understand the kasha. If you understand what I'm asking, then hopefully tomorrow I'll be able to do it. Tomorrow's Thursday, it's a short day. In theory, I would like to get the next big sugi that we're going to spend time on is Bayrish Shich and Nuaris, which Tysus brings here, which the Gemara brings on next Amid. That's I don't know how much I'll get into it tomorrow, but let's try to get that far.